Welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis, the group of many who speak as one. And here to introduce you to Galexis is the channel, Ginger Metro.
Hello and welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis. My name is Ginger and I channel Galexis, and who's going to be speaking with you today. Galexis is a group of beings from many levels and dimensions who speak as one through me. I've been channeling Galexis for over 20 years, and I have found their information, their love, their light, extremely powerful and helpful for me, and so that's why I'm sharing it now on the airwaves with you. One of the things I want to bring up very important today is that this month, we have decided that we are going to end this program. So this is the next to the last, next to the final Galexis Path of Power radio program. And 2 weeks from today, we will have our last program. We alternate on the second and fourth Mondays of the month with Tall Cat Psychic. And interestingly enough, Tall Cat is also going to cancel. So this particular time slot, as of the end of September, is going to be empty. So just letting you know, and so don't forget to tune in 2 weeks from today for the final and grand finale of the Galexis radio show on the Path of Power. I'm going to go into trance, and Galexis will be with you. They will speak on a on an important message today. It is about redreaming yourself, a critical piece of manifestation that is very vital, very necessary at this time. And then once they speak a few minutes, then they're going to take your questions. And these questions can be of any topic of interest to you. Do not have to be on that particular topic. And when that happens, you can call in to the number 888-815-9756 or call in to 530-776-5185. And for more information on Galexis or to get on the mailing list for newsletters and free audio files and so forth and more, go to our website, galexisspirit.com. That's GalexisSpirit.com. And please, after you listen to the show today, feel free to write us on the GalexisSpirit.com website and give us your feedback on the show. And so now I'm going to be going into trance. There'll be a quiet moment, and Galexis will be with you. I will not return at the end of the program, so Galexis will close this program. So goodbye from me, and I send you my wishes for every success in your life as you walk your path of power. And so now, here's going to be Galexis. There'll just be a few seconds of silence, don't worry, that Galexis will be with you. All right, so take care. All right, we are here, and we are Galexis. And welcome, welcome to the Path of Power. As indeed the one who channels us said, it is the next to the last event that we will have on the airwaves at BBS Radio. And so we welcome you. This particular month, we are focusing on our local, we are in the Los Angeles area, and we have Wednesday night gatherings, love and healing evenings. And September is manifestation month. Every Wednesday we talk about manifestation. We've been doing some really interesting stuff in just the one session we've had so far. And tonight we talk to you about redreaming yourself. As far as manifestation is concerned, redreaming yourself is critical. It's absolutely imperative. Because you see, you cannot manifest a reality. You cannot create the forms of manifestation in your life that you desire from a position of darkness, from a position of weakness, from a small self perspective, from a child or adolescent perspective. The only way to really create an adult vision, a true manifestation of glory, of light, of love, of freedom, of happiness, and plenty of abundance, is to make sure that you, the self who is doing the manifesting, the self who is dreaming and fantasizing what you desire and imagining it and working with it and doing your reality creation programs, calling for it, the meditations that you do, the person who does that must be mature enough, empowered enough, so that when the manifestation comes, that you can sustain it. So many people can dream phenomenal things, and when they see the doors opening and movement flowing towards that, they forget. They forget who they are. They get excited like a 20-year-old or a 12-year-old. They get excited about it and so enthused, because for adventure and fun, you often do not have any definitions that are truly mature. If you look at your culture, you'll recognize that in your culture, that being mature, being a mature adult, tends to not be a really fun, pleasant picture. It's one of tremendous work and service to family, servitude, you might even say, to your mortgage company, to the banks, to the credit card companies, etc., etc. It's as if you're working and working to pay off all your bills, to pay off your bills when you, and then you're accumulating more bills, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on, and you're never really free, and you're always in harness. You see, there's a certain orientation to adult maturity and responsibility that is heavy, and it is weighted heavily, so that most people don't really want to be there. Even Hollywood's movies really glorify adolescents or glorify the idealistic young adult, the person who's about that age, just about when you're ready to step out of college and think you know everything and think you've got it all handled and life has got to be something, you know, big and glorious, and you're going to make a big splash and make be a multimillionaire before you're 30, and you're going to be able to do this and that and the other and have this wonderful thing and that wonderful thing and this great job and so on. The idealism, the hope. Now, we're not saying to let go of the hope, but we do suggest that in order to redream yourself, in order to dream yourself into the person who can not only manifest something, but can also sustain it, can receive it, can allow it into your reality, you need to stay on a very empowered, responsible level. But you need to redefine certain key words. You need to redefine responsibility. Responsibility means that you are present and you are responsible for your feelings, your thoughts, your actions, and what you say, and so on and so on. It doesn't necessarily refer to that you pay your mortgage on time. Yes, that is a responsible act, but responsibility is the ability to respond in the moment. You are able to be there and respond from a place of empowerment, right? So you want to have a different sense of definition. You want to define everything. You want to define love. You want to define power. You want to define responsibility, maturity. Okay, maturity doesn't mean old, okay? You want to respond, look at being able to manifest from a place of a perspective that is broad and broad-based, but you need to distinguish that from being into a fantasy illusion. See, there's a lot of people who can dream big dreams and phenomenal big dreams, but cannot actualize them. Very often, people who dream big dreams and really move towards it, really work towards it, are trying to earn it, are trying to make it happen. All right? Now, if you make it happen, if you're pushing yourself, if you're driving yourself, trying to make that reality happen, you will exhaust yourself because you're not coming from a powerful reality creator perspective. That self who is doing all the dreaming, who is doing all the imagining, who is doing all the desiring and activating and initiating and all that kind of stuff, that self is the self that is going to receive whatever it is that you've created. If you are not a mature adult, then what you manifest will come back to you so that you will find yourself trapped once again in old familiar patterns of the young adult's familiar patterns of finding people who say they're going to do great things with you and everything's all great, you've got all the linkages and everybody's all excited about the project, and then it fizzles. All right, that's a typical young adult pattern. And you find people you cannot rely on, people you cannot trust. You're, in a sense, naively falling for a dream, and when somebody comes and seems to speak about it in the terms that you understand and that you're looking for, you'll go for it. You'll become naive. You'll forget that they have problems otherwise, that in which they are not responsible. You don't evaluate your world very well. You're just too idealistic. Young adult pattern. That's the young adult is the self that you were when you were between 18 and 22 or 23. Now, if you are between 18 and 25 right now, you're in the young adult time period, and you need to start looking at becoming a mature, spiritual, empowered adult person. Right? And that will enable you to move out of the fantasy and out of the collapse of your ambitious projects. You see, the young adult persona is about getting into that first initial gear, and very often it can either be you don't really want to do the work, you want it all just to happen in like fantasy way, like a nice pretty movie, or you would like it to happen in a way that you want to adventure first, and find your place, and that's actually a really good thing to do in your 20s. But the point we're making here is that the self that is going to create a manifestation, that's going to enjoy the manifestation, needs to be mature. The adolescent self needs to be healed, be released. The child's inner child self needs to be healed, released. So if you're insecure, you're in your inner child. If you're very worried about what everybody else thinks and scared to do something that makes you stand out and be visible, you're in adolescent mode. Okay, so you want to redefine these. As you redefine that, what is a mature adult? Instead of being insecure, you're confident in, because you know who you are. You know what your strengths are. You know what your weaknesses are and your liabilities, but you do not judge yourself and shame yourself as being a weakling. You don't fall into self-pity and whine. Right? That's too immature. You want to stay in a sense of empowerment and look at your reality as reflecting you, the reality creator that you are, and bringing back to you the information that you indeed want to utilize so that you can hone it, shift it, change it, do what you need to do so that you can have a better and more glorious manifestation. Right, so manifestations may come to you in pieces, and if any of those pieces you revert to an immature place, you can collapse the whole manifestation. or your manifestation will be mediocre. It'll be kind of like what you've had before. And the relationship problems that you've had before will show up once again, even though this new partner has no bearing or no resemblance, seemingly, to the person that you have broken up with before. Those kinds of things. Right? So how do you redream yourself? To redream yourself, dear one, it requires that first of all, and the most important thing, is to redefine the mature adult. Then visualize yourself, imagine yourself in that space. And it's a good space. It's a beautiful space. Feel the freedom in the space, the freedom to make your choices, the freedom to be you, the freedom to live according to your motivations, your desires. Right? This doesn't mean that you cannot have responsibilities. Okay? Freedom and responsibility go together. Unless you are fully responsible, you cannot be fully free. Right? So what does freedom mean? So for you and love and power and safety and abundance, right? You just, what you want to do is get in there and step into those energies. Claim the abundance, claim the power, claim the safety. Claim that your universe is kind, gentle, and loving for you. Claim your magical power. Claim who you are. That's the first step to redreaming yourself, is essentially to claim that. The second step we would suggest is in a meditation that you would go to your imaginary future. This imaginary future isn't a one-dimensional fantasy or two-dimensional fantasy where you get to just see the pretty pictures and here's everything I've always fantasized about. You know it's a fantasy if you just kind of sit back and go, that feels so good. Because that's not what a real image, a real vision of your life can be. Right? Real vision, you're motivated. You have energy in your body. You just don't sit back and go, oh, finally I can take a breather, finally I can rest and not have to do anything. You see? So you want to recognize the difference in energies. And you go into the future, to the self that you are going to be in the future, let's say about 2 years into the future, who has achieved some great dream, some great manifestation. And you want to feel what it feels like to be there. So what you do in your imagination, in a visualization, you go visit the self that you are in the future and step into that person and feel through their eyes and their senses and their body and their emotions and their thoughts and sense what beliefs they have, what types of things do they think, what's the intangible qualities of being in that beautiful future with everything fulfilled. Now, if you think that if you just have $100,000, you would feel so happy and so safe and secure, you're not going to manifest that, right? Because the safety and the security must be an inward thing, an inner thing that you already have, because you want to attract the money that comes to someone who feels safe and secure. You see, don't put the cart in front of the horse. People put the form there first, but it's actually the feeling that gets there first. That's really what creates the illusion of the manifestation that you want. So in this future, you may feel that the manifestation you have there is not necessarily going to give you happiness, but you are a happy person. You are a fulfilled, successful person. What does that really feel like, you know? What would that be like on a day-to-day basis? So go step into that and feel it and claim it and be with it and think about it in some kind of detail. Because you see, a lot of your training in this lifetime has been to imagine what could go wrong, to imagine the doom and the gloom, to fear things of the future, right? So you spent really a lot more time in your life detailing out what the bad stuff is, what the fears are, or going into fantasy about it all in such a way that you go and zone out in the one or two dimensional reality, and nothing gets activated. All right, so don't take that sidetrack there. Make sure that you go into something that feels complex and rich and intricate and varied and detailed. The more detail you can put in there emotionally, mentally, spiritually, the better it is. And as you get into that, you kind of drench yourself in it as the future you. Then claim that. Claim that. Then bring that feeling of success and empowerment and self-realization of your projects and your desires, and bring that sense of incredible power and light and joy and enthusiasm and all the depth of emotion that comes with that, the beautiful positive emotions. Most people have a lot of difficulty feeling. They get uneasy if they feel good, emotionally happy too long. It doesn't seem normal, right? But go there, be there. Be in that transnormal state, so to speak, which is really the true normal. And be in that positive emotional state. And then when you claim that, when you really kind of feel that, then step out of your future self, spend a little time with your future self, and see him or her and living that life that's there, and just feel all the energies of the environment and of the world that's around you and all those kinds of things. Just kind of sense what's there, all right? When you have done that, feeling all these energies, imbibing them within you, claiming that for yourself, and then feeling how the impact of that is all in your world, how this self that you will be is functioning in a world that is supportive and nurturing, you see, for you, then take that feeling, that claiming, that drenching. Once you really get it into your system, you're going to feel it as an energy. Feel it as a vibration. Take that vibration back to now, to the self that you are now. Plant it into yourself. Drench it into yourself. Just sit with it here and now. This is the self that you are now. Claim the intangible parts of that future for you right now, because that's going to activate your manifestation. All right? So as you sit there, as you feel that, all right, and you just let it drench inside you, then acknowledge who you are. You're going back to step one now. Go back to step one and acknowledge now who you are. The light being, the powerful reality creator that you are, the majestic light being who is experiencing physical plane lifetime, right? And just get into that, right? Get into the present with all this frequency. And then from there, what do you expect? What do you expect? Right? Because you have now redreamed yourself. Now, look at what you really authentically expect. Look at all the success, the magic, the wonderful adventure that you do expect. Now you're on a higher level, a frequency level. Now you're ready to create and manifest and draw and attract to yourself the things that are going to work for you to sustain those vibrations. If you fall off that vibration, then just go back through this process. It will not take as long the second or subsequent time. Or you can take longer with it and to go into more detail with it, more discovery about it. You'll find sometimes in there that some of the things that you desire to manifest, you really don't want to manifest. Because after you thought about it, it seems limiting to you. All right? So don't set goals. Just dream dreams. Feel the resonance of them. It's the you that's dreaming. You, the dreamer, that is redreaming your reality, your world, and redreaming you. All right. So we'd like to open it up now to questions. If anyone would like to call in and ask us a question, the number to call in on is 888-815-9756. or if that line is busy, 530-776-5185. So give us a call, give us a ring, and ask us a question. You can talk about this topic or any other topic that is of interest to you. So let us hear from you, and remember, you are a powerful light being. You are a spark of consciousness, a spark of light, a piece of the divine. It's as if the body of God, Goddess, all that is made up of an infinite number of light particles, and you are one of these light particles. And your job is to become the brightest light particle that you are. And in so doing, you and God, Goddess, all that is, the all that is, becomes more beautiful, becomes brighter. You have entered to this physical plane on a journey of exploration, and you're making your turnaround now. All the opportunities are here, all the techniques, all the tools that you need to heal yourself, to change things, to redream you. And when you redream you, you are in effect redreaming your world. All right? So let us hear from you. Give us a call. And we will continue to speak on a topic until, and continue on this topic until you call in. So, and also, if you're listening, know that there is a several second delay. So if you say, wait a minute, I'm, you know, why hasn't somebody called in yet? You know that there is a bit of a delay before someone can call in. So don't fret, don't worry, just call in, and if you like, and we will be happy to talk with you. All right. So returning to our topic, redreaming yourself.
Hello.
All right. We have a caller. Hello, dear one.
Alexis?
Yes.
Hi, it's Elizabeth.
Well, hello, Elizabeth. Very good to talk with you.
Oh, likewise. I was listening to the steps, and I got to part of them, and so I'll listen again just to make sure, but I think the last part was just to be in more the resonance of where you'd like to be. Is that correct?
Yes, that's really it.
Okay.
If you can redream yourself to the point where when you're just by yourself, alone, sitting there and thinking about what you want, and you just feel the flow, feel the energy, feel the resonance, then you know that, and you know that you're coming from a mature adult perspective because you've worked on that and redefined that, then you're going to feel a certain type of resonance that is higher than before. And when you can really get a kind of a beat on that, when you can kind of sense that you're holding this higher frequency and you can kind of sense your own frequency as having lifted, you're going to feel lighter, you're going to feel freer, you're going to feel just brighter. And when you're there and just kind of be in that space, then everything that you look at in your reality, every perspective that you make, is going to be coming from there. So you're basically going to open all sorts of channels and magical avenues for you to manifest what you would like.
I feel like a lot of seeds have been, I've been planting a lot of seeds and have been making my way to coming to peace within myself and just raising, and as
That's
a result,
it.
Having a greater resonance and using gratitude as a means and method for that.
That's a good resonant booster.
Yeah, I don't always feel it, and I know that I have to allow for kind of the waxing and waning of that.
Well, you know, one of the things that can help you feel it more often, because it's one of those resonances that's really pulled in manifestation like crazy, is to go to your future self who's already gotten all those manifestations pulled through.
Okay.
And that future self is experiencing the fulfillment and the success is experiencing tremendous amounts of gratitude. You see? Mm-hmm. So you can go and pull on your future self's gratitude.
Yeah. That I would definitely anticipate, that they are feeling more gratitude, because it keeps seeming to build. It kind of waxes and wanes, but in general it's building.
That's good. The longer you can go in gratitude, the freer that you can, you'll feel yourself becoming.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, I had quite a, is it okay just to kind of have a conversation and not necessarily ask a specific question at any given moment? Nice to talk to you. But I had kind of an opening, you know, last week, and I haven't, and I sometimes get confused because I guess this would be a question, because I, you know, then I kind of lose it, and I take the steps I took the first time to get to that level of gratitude, but it seems to be obscured. And so it gets a little confusing.
And it gets what? What is it?
It gets confusing because it's like I had this just incredible opening,
mm-hmm.
and incredible day a few days back, and then I did the same things the following day, and yet I couldn't find myself back to that place that I was in.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you'd like to, probably you're in a sense implying that you would like to be there all the time, yes?
Or more frequently, or be able to get to access it more.
All right, now, one
like
of the things we want...
interrupting or anyway.
All right, well, one of the things that happens is when you get into that really beautiful high space where everything flows and everything just seems to be, you know, moving and things are good and you feel really upbeat and it's hard to even think a negative thought, you know. You're
yeah.
in this great flow. We want to point out that that's always the way growth happens. It grows in a spurt, and then there's a contraction afterwards. So you haven't had an expansion day, and then the day afterwards was a little contracted, and that's normal. Why? Because what you want to do is to take what happened that day that was glorious and really understand what was about it that made it really glorious, okay? And really to integrate it and own it.
Okay.
Now, if you don't deliberately do it, what will happen is the following day, you will contract, and in a sense, your reality will pull back to give you the opportunity to integrate. Now,
okay.
most people look at that and they go, "Oh no, I lost it."
Yeah.
No, you didn't. You didn't at all. But recognize that this is a part of you that now wants to go inward. You did the outward. You know, the radiance, the flow was really great. Now this is a part that wants to go inward and really integrate it and anchor it and claim it and own it. And anything that doesn't fit that energy needs to be released.
Ah.
Right. Okay, so you may find yourself getting into negative emotional states or into kind of feeling a little irritable or impatient or,
yep.
or agitated or things like that.
Okay.
All right. And what that is about is that, okay, you have experienced this wonderful flow. It's not like you did anything wrong whatsoever, but your reality is saying, okay, these are pieces that you normally work with, that you normally have going on in your life. And you actually lifted beyond them, and you chose something more expanded. Now, what you've got to look at are these pieces. Which ones do you want to keep? Which ones do you want to work with? Or what do you want to do with them now? Here is this place where you get impatient with yourself. Okay, for example, it's just in it showing up. It's like, well, do you need that anymore? Or what does it really mean? What can you transmute that impatience with yourself into? What would you use in your expanded life, in your more glorious, free life filled with beauty and love and gratitude and all that kind of stuff? You know, how would you take the same, that energy and shift it into something more positive for yourself? Or do you want to go back and use that? Is there a part of you that's really wants to be a bit angry about it? Or impatient. there's some part that really wants to go and play there. What self is that? Is that the adolescent? You know, what you want to do is just look at, okay, what is this that's coming up? This is some of my old stuff. So let me just kind of look at it and re-choose it. Now, for example, just using what we were suggesting, the impatience with yourself, for example, that impatience can be angry that things aren't going fast enough. And so what self would that be that would be in that position? We would suggest it's generally the young adult who's saying, are you good enough? Have you done enough? Are you doing whatever you're doing fast enough, elegant enough, efficient enough? Are you perfect enough? You see what we're saying?
Yeah.
And so what you're getting the opportunity to do, because of the glaring contrast between the day before and this pattern that, let's say, that's coming up, is for you to say, okay, that's an old pattern, and I can feel the seduction to going in there and getting funky and kind of grumpy and moving around in there and judging something and doing my old thing. But what if I don't do it this time? You know, I experience this incredible flow. Why don't I take the energy that I would normally put into this impatience energy, and that young adult self who's jumping in, wanting everything to be perfect now, why don't I just take that young adult and give that young adult everything that she wants and get her out of my energy field, and then take that impatience and shift it into enthusiasm and passion. Okay?
Yeah.
You see, now, that may seem to be a lot of processing to do, but what it really is about is that everything that seems to be darker than that day before has come up for you to re-choose about it.
Okay.
This is the intangibles that go with a glorious state. You want to get all the intangibles lined up. You know, we've done a lot of work with people to help them remove their internal sense of unworthiness and shame and insecurity and stuff like that. And very often we find that a lot of people will come and become, once again, have to go through this whole thing about being insecure or inadequate or feeling shame about themselves, because their threads or the pieces or the little components that they didn't see when they did the big process now are showing up. It's like you make a big change, you got to get all the threads lined up. You want all your ducks in a row. You want everything to vibrate at that frequency that you have achieved. So everything that isn't at that frequency is going to pop up into your energy field. You're just going to be much more dramatically exposed because it's so much more in contrast with the high that you just had, so that it draws attention to itself so that you can be empowered to make the choice. Now, if you do that, you'll find that after a really high day, for maybe 2 or 3 days afterwards, you may be hit or miss. You may be going through this process and so on and making new choices. And you'll find after 2 or 3 days, you're back up there in that beautiful high space because you've cleared out and made choices about all the threads, all the fragments that are attached, all the different pathways that kind of go into that general theme. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, this is like really working your power in a very intricate way on a day-to-day level. And this is not for people who want to be lazy. Definitely not. But it is for people who want to really be empowered, who are very dedicated to their spiritual expansion. All right? So what we'd like to do now is, and we thank you for your call, and we would like to make the lines open for someone else to call in at this time. So we thank you.
That's very helpful. Thank you so much.
You're certainly welcome, dear one.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, Elizabeth. All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we are going to open the lines now to another caller. As we said before, we're going to give you that number again just in case you don't have that, and it's 888-815-9700. 5356 or 530-776-5185.
Thank you.
All right. So please, if you're listening and you would like to call in and talk with us, please give us a ring now. You know, one of the things that we have noticed as we have worked with people is that all of you have this easy tendency to, once you've done something, to fall back into what you would call a kind of a consistent older place. That's what we encourage that you do not do, that you continue being aware and moving it and expanding so that you can get rid of those little snaggy pieces that pull you down. All right, we have another caller. Hello, dear one.
Hello, Galactic. It's Amy.
Well, hello, Amy. What a pleasure to speak
Hi.
With you. Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, what a pleasure to speak with you.
Oh, all right. What would you like
Thank
to
you so much.
Today?
Well, you know, from my last conversations with you, where I've really been looking is my self-image, and I have been creating some really amazing success in my life and been so happy about it. I'm going to be going to an event where I'm going to be showcasing my products and working with a company that I absolutely adore, and really stepping into that place of not being so scared. And I remember you telling me that really what I'm scared of is my own self-retribution, not really scared of being visible, but my own self-retribution and punishment. And a week now before I'm going to go on this event, mm-hmm. I have created a terrible case of poison oak all over my face and neck. And so I'm really looking at, you know, I can see the humor, but I can also really see all the stuff that comes up around that. It's like,
Absolutely.
Oh my God, the anger I feel at myself, the ugliness I feel, and the fear I feel, and at the same time also feeling like it doesn't matter, you know, that I still want to shine, I want to be there, I want this to be fun, but I want to go deeper into what is this place where is there a place for me to look at my self-sabotage or anger that's there that I need to finally release, or of really being, you know, letting go of that fear of visibility, really wanting a deeper cut at this, because I think it's related.
Yes, it is. That
yeah.
You know, the channel, as the one who channels us, has had this whole thing where anytime she gets very visible, she's going to make a presentation, she's going to be up in front of somebody, a big zit appears, you know, on her face.
I can relate to that.
It's you know, and of course now
yeah.
she laughs about it, but sometimes it doesn't happen anymore, but sometimes it still does, especially when she goes
yeah.
into a whole new area of
yes.
greater visibility. So recognize that there is a part of you that is
mm-hmm.
what we call the inner assessor. This is the
mm-hmm.
one that stands in evaluation of you and can judge you,
yeah.
depending on who that assessor is. If the inner assessor is your internalized parent, well, of course it's going to critique you and that you're not doing it right, or that you're not dressing right, or you don't look right, or you're not going to make mommy and daddy proud, or whatever. It's there's a sense of that you're just not, don't have the power, don't have the oomph. And
mm-hmm.
so you don't want the internal parent to be the assessor who looks at, who's
yeah.
the one who's standing above you, looking at you and evaluating who you are.
Right.
Now
right.
That's the corollary with the child. We went into detail about this in a workshop we did called Inner Voices, because the child,
mm-hmm.
inner child has an internal parent. So when the internal parent comes in, you know, hey, I'm in child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's a way to
yeah.
tell where you're at, okay?
Right.
And when you do that, as soon as you know that, you can bump right out by giving your inner child some nice love and giving her a wonderful safety and security, and she can go out and hide in the woods if she wants. Whatever
yeah.
she wants, you know. She doesn't have to be out in public overwhelmed, okay, because the
right.
inner child gets overwhelmed. Then the adolescent,
right.
the adolescent is very much into image. I've got to look right. I've got to be right. It's got to be slick. It's got to be great presentation. You know, they got to look at me. I've got to be beautiful. I've got to look great. I've got to look at my best. Otherwise, they're not. They're going to diss me. They're going to go, yeah, and turn their back. And that assessor, that's a corollary with the adolescent, the one who assesses. The adolescent is what we call the social ego. It's like, do they like me? Do they approve of me? Are they listening to me? Do they value me? What do they think about me? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if your assessor slips into the social ego, then it really gets into a whole big deal about appearance and approval. Okay? Now, the young adult also has its corollary, and that's the slave driver. And the slave driver says, in order for you to do right, you've got to do it good enough. You've got to work hard enough on it. You've got to put in the hours. You've got to do you've got to build it right. It's got to be a flawless, you know, concept and put together beautifully and perfectly. Right? And if you're doing something wrong or you're messing it up in any way or another, for example, if your image isn't right, that's part of the presentation. It's not going to work right, right? So the inner assessor there as a slave driver means you've got to do something to compensate now for this. You've got to go overboard to compensate. You know how in the whole situation with women's liberation back in the 70s, they pointed out there, and of course it's still true, but that a woman and a man in a similar business situation, the woman's going to have to work twice as hard as the guy to be given the same level of value as the guy. And so the slave driver, the inner slave driver, is going to put you into this overcompensation mode. You have to overdo. You've got to work hard. You've got to blah, 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 and all this kind of list of things you've got to do to compensate for the zits on your face, right? For this, whatever the breakout of the poison oak that's there. All right? And so what you want to do is just to make sure who your assessor is. We did a whole workshop on that, called Healing Your Relationship with Yourself. And we would recommend that you purchase that if you have not already gotten that. Because that really gets you clear about your assessor, how you identify with yourself, how you see yourself, and then you have the process whereby you can really step into a very loving, nurturing, caring, supportive, empowering assessor perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that that's really what's being called forth here, that, you know, I've got to go there, otherwise it's just misery.
Exactly.
Got to just be very self-accepting.
Exactly.
It's right.
You've put yourself up against the wall, dear one. This is the way you're growing this time.
I know. I kind of like to change that one, too. But it's obviously where I need to go, is to really just, is to call forth this more kind, compassionate place.
Right.
Because that's really what I want to bring
to
the event anyway.
That's right. If you can see yourself through this beautiful assessor, this caring, compassionate assessor, then you can also begin to acknowledge, hey, you're a divine being having a physical plane experience in this illusion, and then you can laugh about it authentically.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't
and it
have
can
to
be really
perfect.
Funny. And,
you
can even make some self-deprecating humor at the beginning of your presentation, for example. You know, that can be really funny and get everybody feeling light. Because you understand that when you're doing any kind of presentation to a group of people, that the people who come to hear you speak actually, and you know this from your own experience as being a member of an audience, that they want you to succeed. They want you to feel comfortable. They want you to be confident. If you're uneasy, if you're unconfident, if you're scattered, if you're having a problem, they get stressed for you.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay? And you've done that for other people.
Yeah.
Okay? So to recognize that it's not like your audience there is going to be there judging you. And say,
no,
that, or feeling so sorry for you, oh, that poor girl. She has all these breakout on her face, and she's having to stop and scratch and stuff. And oh my gosh, poor thing. I know how hard that must be. Oh, I hope she doesn't get really embarrassed and stuff. Oh, you don't want to put people through that.
No.
You just put them at ease. And you laugh about it, and then you do your presentation from a place of joy and celebration and having fun and keep the energies light, and they're going to be right there with you, riveted.
Oh, I love it. Okay, absolutely. I just needed that, that places to look, to remember, to really bring more healing to. So thank you so much for that.
You're certainly welcome, dear one, and thank you for calling. All right.
Absolutely.
All okay. Right. All right, so we're going to open up the lines one more time. If for someone else, this one will be probably a short one. But if you have something you would like to ask, feel free, give us a call at 888-815-9756 or 530-776-5185. You can see how powerful and how pivotal the issue of self-image is. Extremely important, extremely powerful, all right? Very important. And so if you're going to do spiritual development work, the most elegant and efficient place to put your attention in your spiritual work is not about dredging up the past, but seeing where you're identifying your self-image. You know, we brought up the child and the adolescent and the young adult. These are three distinct personalities that everyone has within them. You don't have to go back to adolescence and relive the torture where you put your foot in your mouth or you're embarrassed or humiliated yourself in front of everyone. You can actually instead just have the adolescent there or the adolescent's partner, which is that social ego, the one who's just so terrified of embarrassment or judgment coming from others and invalidation by others. So recognize your self-image can be worked on very effectively, very easily. It doesn't take a heck of a lot of time just to do some of these very brief awarenesses. If you can identify where you are identifying, you see, what part of yourself, what past part of yourself you can identify with, you can by choice, you see, shift back into the adult. You can shift into the spiritual adult that you are. And the corollary to the spiritual adult is the loving assessor. This is the one who looks with you with love and compassion. The perspective, the view coming to you is as if they were your higher self. You see, someone who is absolutely, unconditionally loving and accepting. It's not going to judge you, maybe encourage you a little bit, but will love you and give you a sense of lift, give you a sense of awareness, perhaps put into your intuition, into your mind, into your thoughts, something that is useful for you to know, something that is useful for you to explore. To help you with your awarenesses, to help you clear out anything that's a part of your resistance. All right, well, it does seem that the time is getting away from us, and so we would suggest that we cannot take another caller at this point. We only have two or three more minutes to go. So we're just going to finish a little bit with this topic, if you don't mind. And one of the things we do want to make mention of specifically is that in working with your self-image, the direction that you're looking for, the intention you're going for, is to acknowledge that you can identify with the divine, identify with God, Goddess, all that is, because you're made up of the same substance, of the same energies, the same vibrations as they. Right? So most people have been virtually everyone, has been slammed heavily with the ideas of inadequacy or shame or insecurity or a sense of failure or impending doom and impending failure, a sense of fear that they're going to make a mistake, they're going to be judged, or they're going to be abandoned, they're going to be rejected, they're going to be lonely, they're going to be separated. All these things that we would say are part of human fears come because human beings have been taught and brainwashed that they are not divine. And then they are taught then to go and crawl on their hands and knees to beg mercy of the divine, to kind of try and get themselves to be taken care of by the divine, like a child, seeing God as the father who's going to take care of you. You know, the father, worldly father that you would like to have would be the one who makes lots of money, provides tremendous comforts and wonderful things, and then loves you, and on the weekends goes on adventures with you and takes you on wonderful adventures. That ideal father that few people have, right? The point is that you don't want to live always as a child to God the Father. You don't want to live as an adolescent rebelling against God the Father. You see, or a young adult thinking that you're better than, almost, than God the Father. And in the arrogance of the young adult, you can shame yourself into thinking that you're absolutely worthless pile of crap. So the point we're making here is that when you identify with your divine nature, you can then truly, truly speaking, acknowledge who you are, identify appropriately with your spiritual adult self, and with that empowerment, with the maturity that you claim, you have redreamed yourself, and your world will change according to your change you've made within yourself. The resonance you hold determines what you bring into your life. That's the basics of that well-known law of attraction, right? So we encourage you to listen to us again a couple of weeks from now, and if you live in the Los Angeles area, please come to our Wednesday night love and healings. We give downloads and energy work with you on so forth and so on. And also, if you're not in the LA area, then please visit our website. Go to galexisspirit.com. Tell us how you enjoyed the show. There's probably going to be a blog there in the near future. We have actually the channel and her husband Daniel have put up a new website, so we invite you to come and enjoy it and experience it. And you might want to, for your own personal development, to get the Healing Your Relationship with Yourself workshop. You can also, if you have iTunes, you can go onto iTunes and order Healing Your Relationship with Yourself. Or, if you also want to distinguish those various inner identities, we suggest the workshop Inner Voices. It has been a pleasure speaking with you today, and we wish you the very best on your personal path of power, on your path of light, and your mission on planet Earth. And so we're going to close for now, but we'll be back in a couple of weeks for our grand finale, and we look forward to speaking to you again then. All right. Farewell. We surround you with our light and our peace.